she might be.
His girl. We're referred to as his girl, but that we didn't say girlfriend or boyfriend. That's, I don't know. We just didn't. I don't know why.
How about words for kissing? You have any joking words for?
No, I don't remember any.
And going to dances, what do you remember about them? Were they held in homes? Or?
Yeah, homes, different places, homes. Had a hole down here they used to have them in. Over the bank, there was a big vacant hole up there. They used to have them dancing in that hole. Always had a Negro orchestra with a bull fiddle and a mandolin and a couple of guitars and possibly a banjo, and always a fiddle. The fiddle player generally carried the solo part and the rest of them just joined in. Mm-hmm. But these wandering colored orchestras used to come through here all the time. They'd get out on the street and get together and start playing. Some guy would jump up and organize a dance for that night. It had no local musicians, that is, no local band. But these wandering Negro orchestras, they just, every so often they'd come through and drop off a train, come with it, always with the big bull fiddle on his back. They'd get on the street and start playing, because the crowd would congregate, and the leader of the band would say, "How about a dance tonight? We'd like to play for you." "How much?" "Oh, well, we'll just take up a collection, whatever we get, be all right," which it was. And they would play and take up a collection, make a few dollars, and move on to the next town.
Next town. That's, again, one regrets the lack of a tape recorder. It'd be great to record those things. How about if you ask a girl to, well, if you met her at the dance and asked her to take her home, how would you say that? May I?
How about seeing you home after the dance?
Uh-huh.
Seeing you home.
Yeah,
I'll take you, see you home.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say Carrie?
Quite often, let me carry you home. Especially if you had a buggy and a good spanking horse, you could just carry if you could get her in the buggy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
by the way, buggy, if you didn't have a buggy, you could rent one for 50 cents an hour.
50 cents.
Spanking horse.
Mm-hmm.
You had to be very careful, though, to watch the time, because right on to the second hour would cost you another 50 cents. The livery stable, we had three big livery stables here at the time. And every Sunday afternoon, the boys would rent a nice red-wheeled buggy and a high-stepping horse and take your girl out for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
But as I say, you had to watch your time. If you didn't have it 50 cents, you better watch it. You get back and charge you a dollar.
And if you proposed and she said no, people would say, "I hear she
turned them down."
But if you got, if she said yes, then you would get what?
She took him up.
Took him up.
I took him.
What words do you remember for married? Say hitched.
Got hitched.
Mm-hmm. Dignified term. What would you say?
Oh, but they became engaged first, and then they were united in marriage.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Became engaged.
And
a long engagement was quite the rule back in those days.
And the wedding, who would stand up with you?
Well, the wedding party, he would select the best man, and the girl would select a ring bearer and a maid of honor and a matron of honor, plus the ushers and the whole crowd would stand up.
Did you ever hear of waiters or waitmen or groomsmen?
Yeah.
No.
Groomsmen.
Mm-hmm. Is that synonymous with best man?
Yeah, the groom selected was groomsman. Whoever he selected, ushers, best man or whatnot.
They were all groomsmen.
They were the groomsmen.
Uh-huh. And they, for the women that they